We are beginning tonight Shirin Simin Kuf Pei Aleph. We are up to Sif Zayin, the last line on page 170. The Mechaber says in Sif Zayin, Ein Mevarachin Shum Bracha Al Mayim HaAchronim. There is no bracha that is made on Mayim HaAchronim. The Mishabur explains in Sif Katan Yud Zayin, V'lefi Atam Shebi'arnu Le'el B'Sif Katan Aleph. Because according to the reason that we explain in Sif Katan Aleph on Mayim HaAchronim, Mishum Cheshash Melech Sdomis, because of the concern that there might be melastomis, duhu sakona leinayim, which is dangerous for the eyes, it could blind you. Bevadai ein shayach levarach al natilah zo. According to that reason, for sure, there's no tzad to make a bracha on mayim achronim. Kimo she'im levarachin al shmira mishar sakonos. Just like we don't make a bracha on any other way that we guard ourselves from a sakona. Kegon ha'misanein mayim balayla b'mnei sakonos aluka v'kiyotze b'ze. Like a person who puts a filter on his water at night to save himself from aluka or similar things. We don't make a brach on that. But even according to the first reason that we mentioned above, that we're washing our hands to get rid of the zuama that's on our hands before we bench. According to that reason, there would be grounds for making a bracha on Mayim Achronim. But the minhag is not to make a bracha. Because nowadays, we do not do the mitzvah like the way Chazal was masakin it. Shahayu no hogin limsho chayadayim gam b'shemen orev achar hanatila lahavir es hazuama me'ayadayim. They used to, in the olden days, besides washing their hands, they would smear oil over their hands to get rid of the zuama. The kevan shein anu osim ha-mitzvah kitikuna, and since we don't do the mitzvah the whole way, nogu shelo levarech b'chol gavna, so our minhag is not to make a bracha ever on mayim achronim. But it does sound like in the olden days, when we did it that way, they would make a bracha, but our minhag is not to make a bracha. So again, the Mishnah Berurah says, l'fi the tzad of melech stomis, it's pasha, there's no bracha. Saving yourself from a sakana is no bracha. But the tzad of getting rid of the zuama, that is a tzad to make a bracha. That's similar to Mayim Rishonim. So then there is a tzad to make a bracha. But since we don't do it the normal way, the chazal masakim with the oil, the whole works, so therefore a minhag is not to make a bracha. Says the Mechaber Vayter on the top of page Pei Vav. Yesh omrim shemayim achronim einam tzrichim niguv. There are those who say that Mayim Achronim does not require drying. But according to the Rambam, you dry your hands and afterwards you make a bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Ches, Einon Tzrichin Nigov. We said, Mayim Achronim does not need the hands dried. Kevan She'enon Boim Rak Lenakos Es HaYadayim. Since the water is only coming on the hands to clean the hands, Gam Belo Nigov Heim Nikios. Even without drying them, they're clean. You accomplish what you wanted to accomplish. And we saw by Mayim Rishonim, you have to dry the hands because eating with wet hands is a problem, or possibly, depending how you wash them, you might have some kind of tumah on the water. But by Mayim Achronim, there's no inyan of tumah over here, and there's no inyan of eating afterwards with wet hands. Therefore, the Mechaber says, in the first opinion, that you do not have to dry your hands. However, according to the Rambam, you dry your hands and then you make a bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if katan yutes, svirulei, the Rambam holds, to lo nikra netila b'li nigov. It is not called a washing unless you dry them. And therefore, you have to dry your hands with Mayim Achronim. V'ayin le'el sov simen kuf ayin gimel, mashma das ha-mechaber l'hokavos. That's clearly mashma from the Mechaber over there, that you do not have to dry your hands, that you can be lenient. Mikomakom l'chadchila tov l'nagev yodov lotzeis das kulam. But it is good to dry your hands to cover all the shittos. So Mikra Adin, it seems like from the Mechaber, you don't have to dry your hands, but l'maisa, it's a good thing to do to cover all the opinions. Kosav HaBeis Yosef B'Shem Sefer Shulchan Shel Arba. V'chein Hevi Be'el Yerabba B'Shem HaKolbo. De Mayim Achronim Ein Tzrichin Shiur. That Mayim Achronim does not require a certain amount of water. Elo Shehei Bohen Kedei Lahadiyah Bohen Es Yodov. Just as long as there's enough water that you can wash your hands, like we saw in the last year, up until your second knuckles. Ubesefer Maisa Rav Hevi the Anhogas Hagro Isa Berevius. However, the Maisa Rav does bring down that the Gro was knowing to wash Mayim Achronim with a Revius. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Siftes, Mayim Achronim Notlim Bechol Mine Mashkim. Mayim Achronim you can wash with any types of liquids. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Chof, Notlim Bechol Digam Heim Menakin Hayadayim Mezuama Kamo Mayim. Other liquids also can get rid of the Zuama just like water can. Umari be'ein lo mayim ki'im mashkim. We're talking about a clay case where you do not have water, all you have is the other liquids. Ha'yesh lo mayim. But if you have water, ain lito lo mashkim, then you should not use the liquids. Ideally, you should use water. If you have no water, then you can use these other liquids. Mine mashkin sif kadon chav aleph, afilu b'shemen udvash v'cholav, even with oil and honey and milk. You could use all these things, chutz miyayim mibnei chashivuso, except for wine, that you shouldn't use it because it's a bizayon to the wine, which is chashiv. Kasvu ha'achronim, the achronim write, shekol mine mayim apsulim l'rishonim, any types of water that are pasul from mayim rishonim, dehainu, that is, shenasa ben melacha, that work was done with the water, o sheneshtanu marayan, or their appearance has changed colors, v'afilu mayim shenisulu mishtias behem ochi agavna, or even water, which is no longer able to be drunken by an animal or anything similar, mikol mokon ksheirim l'achronim, all those waters which are pasul for rishonim, are still kasher from mayim achronim. The gam ein tzarach lohem kli. You also don't need a vessel for mayim achronim. The koach gavra. You also don't need the koach of a person pouring it. Kerishonim like mayim rishonim. The ein chatzitzas hayadayim poselas b'hen, and the chatzitzas on the hands will not pass to the mayim achronim. Gam ein tzarach lishvoch al yodav elopam echos. You also only need to pour the water over your hands one time. If you look at note number 15, he writes, "Ugeshenoto mayim achronim das agonim Moshe Feinstein sheyesh lito es etzbaos yad yamin tchila." If you are washing with a coast and you're switching off hands, you should start with the right hand first. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Yud, "Yesh she'ein nohogim lito mayim achronim." Finally, we get there. The Mechaber says himself, "There are those that are not knowing to wash mayim achronim." Va'afilu anohogim kein, and even those who are knowing not to wash mayim achronim. Adam shu istanis, a person who is very sensitive, the rogil lito yodav achar asuda, and he normally would wash his hands after a suda, lididei havu yadayim mizuhamos, for him it's considered dirty hands, v'tzarech lito yodav kodam birchas hamazon, and he would be required to wash his hands before benching. Says the Mishnah Berurah Netziv Katan Chaf Beis, we said there are those who are not knowing to do mayim achronim, mipnei she'ein melach stomas mitzuya b'neinu, because we do not have melach stomas around nowadays. Umishum yadayim mizohamos ein choshim. They're also not worried about the fact that your hands are dirty. Ho of the achshav ein makpidin l'rochza melichlo chamachal ein ze karu izua malonu. Since we are not makpid to wash our hands from a little dirt from food, that's not called zuama, and therefore there's no concern of zuama. There's no concern of melastomis, and therefore there are those who are knowing not to wash my machronim. So what comes out l'maisa? V'das ha'gra b'be'uro l'tzarech lito gam ha'idna. Zok the gra that nowadays you need to wash mayim achronim. D'tam melach stomis v'yadayim mizuhamos gam ato shayach. Because the reasons of melach stomis and yadayim mizuhamos do apply nowadays. K'mo shegasanu b'sefala. Like we said, there might be other salts that can be dangerous for the eyes as well, like melach stomis. And l'maisa, the hands do get dirty. V'chein kosav ha'magen avram b'shem ha'mekubalim. And so too, like the Gerol ha'magen avram brings out b'shem ha'mekubalim, d'chol odom yizor b'mayim achronim, that every person should be careful to wash mayim achronim. V'chein hechmir ha'marshal b'yam shel shlomo. And so too, the marshal is machmir in the yam shel shlomo. V'chein kosav ha'birke Yosef ayin shom shechmir harbe b'zeh. Look in the birke Yosef where he's very machmir. So many posts come out that even nowadays, where some say the reasons don't apply, you should still be washing mayim achronim. Let's see notes now. Note number 16. Note number 16, he writes, what about mayim achronim for women? Ulagabi chiyuv noshim b'mayim achronim koso b'shalosh and shuvah salmas chayim ha-shalim shelishnei ha-to'omim. According to both reasons for mayim achronim, noshim shavos la-noshim b'zeh. Women should be no different than men. They should also be chayim mayim achronim. V'chein das agonu shalom azamun urbach and revel yoshiv she'af ha-noshim chayavos b'zeh. So therefore, there we have it. Rosh Hashanah and Rav Yosef say that women are chayv and mayim achronim just like men. Ubeshalos Shuvah Shevet Alevi Kosav. Rav Ozna writes, Sheminag ha'olam hu she'ein anoshim notlos as yedei. And the minag ha'olam is that women do not wash mayim achronim. V'hu al pi ha'Shulchan Aruch, and that's based on the Shulchan Aruch that we have over here in Sif Yud, Shebizmaneinu ein takonas mayim achronim shayachas klal. And nowadays, mayim achronim is not shayach whatsoever. V'rak sheha anoshim machmirim la'atzman. Nowadays, it's the men who are being machmir on themselves. V'noshim lo kiblu zos aleihem. Zok Rav Ozner, the women never accepted this chumrah on themselves, and therefore women are not knowing to wash mayim achronim. But according to Rabbi Yosef and Shlomo Zalman, they should be washing mayim achronim. Next paragraph, Ketanim Shegiu Lechinuch, Rechayim Kineski says, Shetov Lechanchem Sheitu Lashidei L'mayim Achronim. You should be Mechanech Ketanim, that they should wash Mayim Achronim. V'chein Huva Al Baloi Hadivre Yoel Mei Satmer. So too, the Satmer Rebbe, he was Hora Lechanech as a Ketanim L'Nethilas Mayim Achronim. He said, you should train your kids to wash Mayim Achronim. But I guess if it's an issue, I don't know if it would be the biggest inyan. You have any kind of strife with your kids to get in to do things, that this probably would not be the thing to cause any strife. But the Maisli says, if your kid's an easygoing kid, you should be mechanichim to do my machronim. Sifkaton chof gimel. So we said that if a person is an istanis, and he normally would wash his hands after a suda, for him, it's considered yadai mezuhamos, and he needs to wash his hands before he benches. Says the Mishabur in Chav Gimel v'tzarech lito yadav, Raslomar means to say, tezem midina tzarech lito yadav v'mayim achronim l'kuyama. This person, according to everyone, is going to have to wash mayim achronim. V'kosvu ha'achronim, the achronim writes, she'afilu rotze levarech al hayayin, operos be'emtza ha'suda. Even if a person just wants to make a bracha on wine or fruit in the middle of a suda, tzarech l'kancha mikodim, he has to clean off his hands first. Kevin she'yadav m'luchlocho, since his hands are dirty, v'huistinis. And he's an istanis. If you look at the Shaar Tzion, I'm sorry, so look at note 17. In note 17 he writes, Mashm midvarev shedafkal istanis nemar tzarech zeh. It's mashm from the Mishabura that one who wants to make a bracha on wine or fruit in the middle of a suda, he needs to clean his hands or wash his hands if he's an istanis. Amnam b'Shaar Tzion, sefkotan lam b'beiz, but the Shaar Tzion and lam b'beiz, which we'll read in a second, it's mashma shafilu mishenu istanis tzarech lahakbid b'davar. It's mashma, everyone has to be careful to make sure their hands are clean before they make a bracha in the middle of the suda. If you look at the Shaar Tzion and Oslam b'beiz, he writes, v'uadin kishirotza levarech eza bracha shei, so too if during a suda you want to make any bracha. V'yodov muluchlochos mizua masamachal, your hands are dirty, you have to clean them. He doesn't say anything about an istanis. And that which we say in general, the stam yadayim are considered clean and kosher for a bracha, that's if you're not in the middle of a suda and your hands are not full of dirt. But if you're in the middle of a suda and your hands are dirty, so then you have to wash. The Mishavura seems to be mashma that it's talking about an istanis, but afko, the Shaar Tzion is mashma that it's not limiting it to an istanis, but possibly could be anybody. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayda Sifkaton Chav Dalud. We said this istanis needs to wash his hands before he benches. V'tzarech lizor shelo lahafsik bein hanetzila lebrich hazamazon afilu b'divrei Torah. And you have to be careful not to be mafsik between mayim achronim and benching, even with words of Torah. If we look in the notes, note number 18, he writes, v'lechavchila kosav el, sheyesh lihizoher shelo lahafsik b'dibur afilu ma'at. After mayim achronim, you should not be mafsik with any dibur whatsoever, she taketh the netila bracha. Immediately after the netila should be the bracha. V'shemitam ze yesh lihizor shelo lishos shehiya meruba l'achar netila. For that reason, you should not have any long delays after the netila. The kol shekein shelo yasok be'ez esek. Certainly, you should not get involved in any other activities. Achim tzorach lahasik b'davar nochutz. What we said earlier, if you have to stop for an important matter, oh, but the evidim hifsik, or if you were masik, but the evid was something that wasn't so important. Yito yodav shenis, you should wash your hands a second time mayim achronim. Kedei shetia bracha takeil v'netilas mayim achronim, so that your benching should be immediately after your mayim achronim. Umitam zeh kosav amagin avraham b'shem rabbeinu Yeruchim sheyesh limzog es hakos kodem netilas mayim achronim. You should pour the kos for brichas hamazon before you wash mayim achronim. Kevan shamiziga nechsheves kafsik, because pouring the wine would be considered hafsik between the mayim achronim and the benching. We had this discussion earlier in the note. If a person goes out to the Beis HaKiseh before benching, so Don HaEish El Avram Shebirchas Asher Yotzer Eino Nechsheves Kehefsek B'mayim Achronim LeBirchas HaMazon. HaEish El Avram says, you could say Asher Yotzer and then bench right away. The Asher Yotzer would not be considered a hefsek between the Mayim Achronim and the benching. Meidoch, on the other hand, B'shalos and Shuvas Salmas Chaim Koso Shelachar Shebirach B'birchas Asher Yotzer Yito Yodol LeMayim Achronim. He says, no, you should first wash your hands, make an Asher Yotzer, and then wash your hands, Mamachonim, and then bench. Achein Hagoner v'Kiv Eger, histapik l'gabe misha osa tzroch of kodim birchas hamazon. Kiv Eger is a suffix, a person who went to the bathroom before benching. Haim tzorach l'haktin birchas Asher Yotzer kevan shi tadira. What do you do first? Do you put the brach of Asher Yotzer because tadir v'sheino tadir tadir kodim, and Asher Yotzer is more common than benching? Oh, birchas hamazon shehim min haTorah. Or do you put benching first because benching is daraisa? V'nishar b'tzarech iyan, he leaves off with the tzarech iyan. V'kein zeh estapik eish l'avram hanal. V'reisha b'tam sveiko, eish l'avram has the same suffix as well. That concludes Simen Kuf Pei Aleph, the halachos of Mayim Achronim. And now we begin Simen Kuf Pei Beis, Din Kos Birchas Hamazon, V'shelo Yehei Pogum, the halachos of benching with a kos. And we will do in today's shir, Sif Aleph. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Yesh Omrim Shebirchas Hamazon Tuna Kos. There are those who say that benching requires a kos. Afilu biyachid, even if it's an individual benching himself, it requires a kos. V'tzarech lachzor olav, and you have to go and search for it. V'lo yochal im ein lo kos levarech olav, and you should not eat if you do not have a kos to bench on. Imhu mitzape v'efsher shielo, if you anticipate that it's possible that you can find one. Afilu im tzarech lavor zman achilo echos, even if you're going to miss a meal because of it, you should not eat if you anticipate being able to get a kos. By your next suda, you should skip a suda. So vite is the first opinion that birchas hamazon, even for a yachid, requires a kos. Ulefize, according to this, im shnayim ochlim yachid, if two people are eating together, tzorach lakachas kol echad kos lebirchas hamazon, each of them would have to take their own kos for benching. But of course, if there's three, so then we have one person leading the benching for everyone, he has the kos. V'yesh omrim she'ena tuna kos ela b'shlosha. Some say birchas hamazon does not require a kos unless you're benching with three people, you have a mezumin. V'yesh omrim she'ena tuna kos klal afilu b'shlosha. Some say benching does not require a kos whatsoever, even if you are benching with three people together. Says the Rama, u'mikol mokom mitzvah min ha'muvchor levarech al ha'kos. Says the Rama that the mitzvah min ha'muvchor, the best way to do it is to bench with a kos. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph. The first opinion was that birchas hamazon requires a kos. Sheberov habrachos tiknu chazal. Most of the brachas that chazal was masakin tiknu masader al kos. They were masakin it on a kos. Mipnei shekenu derech kavod v'shevach nor laKadosh Baruch Hu, because that is the proper honor and appropriate praise to Hashem. L'sader shivcho uberchaso yisbarach al kos, to order His praise and His blessing on a kos. U'kumosh shekos, like the pasuk tells us, kos yeshuas esa uveshem Hashem ekra. When I call out to Hashem, I raise up a kos. And therefore, Chazal masakin the many brachos by a chasana, by a bris, by kiddush, by abdullah, that we always have a kos. And therefore, this opinion holds that benching is no different than it requires a kos. Again, this opinion went very far that you shouldn't eat if you don't have a kos. Sifkot and beis. Ukumola inyan abdullah bereish sadivav, just like we find by abdullah. De mitzape shia lo kos lamachar, if you anticipate getting a kos Sunday morning, mevat al sudas laila, you don't have malav malka. V'yamtin ala kos, and you wait for the kos till the morning. V'ayim Mogen Avram, Shecholak al-Zeh, the Mogen Avram argues on this, to mishum kos bebirchas hamazon ein limnoa milechol. He says, even according to this opinion, you would not hold back from eating because of a kos bebirchas hamazon. V'lo domi la'avdola, it's not similar to avdola, ayin shom. U'bir ha'gra mashma gamkein, the maskein of Mogen Avram, and the gra also is mashma like the Mogen Avram, that you would not have to miss out on a suda because you don't have a kos of bebirchas hamazon. Sifkoton Gimel is going on that which the Mechaber said, that according to the first opinion, that you absolutely need a kos for benching. So if you have two people eating together and benching together, they each would have to have their own kos. Sifkoton Gimel, the Bishlosha, the Yosher, Shemizam, and Yachar, if there's three or more that to be mezamin together, Echad Mevarech ala kos, one person will bench on a kos, Umotzi Eskulam, and he'll be motzi everyone else, Kemoshe Motziam Bebirchas HaZimun. Just like he's being motzi everyone with Bebirchas HaZimun, he's being motzi them on the kosher bracha. But when it comes to two people, the mitzvah lechalik, that it's a mitzvah to split up, the ain echad motzi es chavera, one is not motzi his friend in benching. So not only were they each benched by themselves, they would each require their own kos for birchas hamazon. The Rama ended off and told us that the mitzvah min hamuvchor is to make a bracha of benching on the kos. Rotzalomer means to say, the af l'deya zo, she'ain ton kos klal, even according to the third opinion of the Mechaber, that benching does not require a kos at all, hainu she'ain b'chiyuv, even that opinion only holds that it's not required, av akuli alma modim de mitzvah min ha'muvchor levarech al ha'kos, im yesh lo yayim b'beiso, but everybody agrees that there is a mitzvah min ha'muvchor to bench on a kos if you have wine in your house. So don't think that the third opinion holds you, but Afka shouldn't do it. He only holds you not mechuyev to do it. The first opinion holds you mechuyev by yourself. The second opinion holds you mechuyev when you have a mezumen. The third opinion says you're not mechuyev. But avada, even the third opinion agrees that if you do it, it's a mitzvah na mufchar. V'hinei ha-mechaber lo achriya ben adei osot ha-chavetz chayim, the mechaber was not machriya for us which opinion we should follow. V'das rashal ubach lahachmir de birchas ha-mozum tzorech kos medina. The rashal and the bach are very machmir, and they say birchas ha-mozum requires a kos mikra adin like the first shita. However, the minhag is not that way. Uminhag ha'olam lahakel bazeh kedeya hashlishis. The minhag ha'olam is to be lenient, like the third opinion. Shalom lachzor achar kos, that we don't go after a kos for birchas hamazon. If not the fact that he has wine, o sha'ar mashkin, or other drinks that could be used, to chamar medina bebeso, that is considered a chamar medina, he has it in his house. Then according to everyone, it's pashut, there would be a mitzvah and a mufchar to in fact bench on a kos. But the Mishabura ends off and tells us, V'dafka k'shub zimun shlosha. This mitzvah and a mufchar, which is the minhag olam, is dafka where there is a zimun of three people. Aval le'inyan yochid. But when it comes to one individual benching by himself, mikilim kama achronim lagami, there are some achronim that are makil totally that he should not use a kos. V'ayin l'kamei b'sov sebeiz b'haga. So coming out according to the Mishabura, what comes out, we have three opinions in the Mechaber. The first one says every individual that's benching requires a kos. Second opinion holds you only require kos if you're benching with a mezumin of three. The third opinion holds you never require a kos. Zakta Mishabura, everyone agrees that the mitzvah memuchot is a kos, and therefore, even though there are some achronim that pass like the first shita, the minhag olam is to follow the third shita and not to require a kos. But if you have wine or chamar medina in your house and you have a mezumin, the minhag is to try to go after a kos. But now let's see note number three, which brings down some of the many poskim that discuss this issue. Umisha ein lo b'shasa suda el kos achas. This is a review of what we saw earlier. One who does not have a kos, he only has one kos when he's starting his suda. The Shulchan Aruch told us earlier, she'inichena ala achar ha-mazon v'yavarach aleha. He should not drink that wine during the suda. He should save it for benching. Ubiara Mishnah Buru Shana, the Mishnah Buru explained over there, Shafilu Luman do Omer Shabirkas Amazon ain't a tuna kos. Even according to the opinion that says benching does not require a kos. Mikomoko Mitzvah Namukhar Yeshvazet. Still, like we're saying now, there's still a Mitzvah Namukhar. Mikomoko Imutsame Lishtos Vain Lo Shamashki, but if he's thirsty, he has nothing else to drink. Mutav Sheyishta Kozu Bishas Asuda. It's better that he drinks this cup of wine during the Suda. Kedelotes Gam Das HaMordechai, so he could satisfy also the Shita of the Mordechai. Hasover Shemisha Toiv Lishos Eno Chayv Minator Levarabos HaMoson HaShiyishta. The Mordechai holds a person who is thirsty is not Chayv Midaraisen benching until he drinks. So therefore, it's better that he should chayv the rice and benching than to save the coast for Birchas HaMazon. Better to bench the rice without a coast than to bench the Rabbanon with the coast. V'im ochal b'shlosha, but if three people ate together, the Shaar Tzion writes over there, shekeven she'esh asovim she'b'shlosha chov v'levarach al ha'kos. Since there are those who say that by three people there is a chiyuv to bench al ha'kos, efshar she'afilu im utzomei b'shas hasuda tov yoser laniach as ha'kos l'achar ha'mazon k'dei levarach al ha'birchas ha'mazon. It's possible that it could be in the case where you have three that you should rather bench while you're thirsty and not the raisa, and to save the kos for benching when you have three people for the zimun. This note continues in the back of the sefer on page number 32, all the way at the bottom, and he writes, "Ubeminag ha'olam she'ein makbidim kol kach levarach al ha'kos." That which we see lemaisa, the minhag ha'olam is people are not makbid the bench of the kos. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, Shehum Mishum Shayayin V'Shar Mashkim Hem Yikarim. That's because the wine in the Chamer Medina was expensive. U'lefika b'medinos b'hem Hayayin Matzui U'bezol. And therefore, in the countries where wine is found and it's cheap, Roi L'chol Yirei Hashem L'Varech Al HaKos. You should bench on a kos. U'beprakish Yesh Zimun. Certainly, if this is Zimun, you should bench for the kos. V'chein ha'ashirim ha'shosim sheikhar b'chol suda. And those wealthy people that are drinking beer at every suda, b'vadei shalahem no'al levarach al-kos, certainly they should bench on a kos. U'b'orach ha'shayim kosav shekevan shalarabim ha'yakosha lishtos yayin achar ha'achil ha'machmas kveidus v'kadom ha'lakach ha'kilu. He says the reason why people are makil not to use the kos is because some people it's very hard to drink wine after you ate, it's just too heavy, and therefore the minhag has evolved not to make a birchas hamazon al-kos. Old kosav aruch ha'shulchan, sha'af sheminag ha'olam sh'lul v'aruch b'rach ha'mazon al-kos, even though the minhag ha'olam is not to bench on a kos, mikom akom, yeish ha'medatikim lasos kem b'shabosos v'yomim tovim k'sheyesh zimun. Some are makbid dafka on Shabbos and Yom Tov, when there is a zimun, they use a kos. V'chein kosvu b'seder ha'yom u'b'makor ha'chayim. Sha'al kol panam b'shabos yeish l'akbar hazad. At least on Shabbos, one should be makbid to bench on the kos. Omnam b'shem ha'chazonish v'ha'stipler huva sh'lo hayu no'hogin levarach al ha'kos ha'b'shabbos. The chazonish and the stipler were not knowing to bench on a kos even on Shabbos. V'afiluk sh'oya zimun b'shlosha, even they had a mezumen Shabbos, they didn't bench on the kos. Rav Moshe writes as follows, she'af al-pi she'yeshna ma'ilu levarach al ha'kos b'shlosha, even though there is a ma'ilu to bench on a kos with three people, mikom ein chiyuv adav, it's not a chiyuv. V'afke she'mevarachim asara, even if you have 10 people there. Shekevan shekama meo shonim lo nogu levarach al hakos machba shlohaya hayayin matsui. Since for many hundreds of years, they weren't benching a coast, so the wine was very expensive. They weren't able to find it, so they didn't bench on a coast. Nechshav adover kiilu nifsak etzleinu shebirchas hamazon ein atunu coast. Amazing. Says the Moshe, the minhag was for so many hundreds of years, not to mention a coast, because it wasn't found. So that's considered for us also as if it was nifsak, that birchas hamazon doesn't require a coast. The af atos shayayim matsui, even though that wine is found, it's readily available, ushtana minhag. The minhag has not changed Machmas Kamatama for many reasons. And a person who does do it, he should do it bli neder as a regular hanagatova. It shouldn't be a neder. And therefore, Moshe gives a major heter for why the minhag is not to do it. But lemaisa, the mishabur does come out that one should, if he has a mezumin and he has wine, to bench the coast, and it's certainly a good thing to do. And we certainly see other poskim that say that it should be done specifically on Shabbos and Yontif. But certainly one has what to rely on, the stipler, Rav Moshe, the Chazon Ish, not to do it ever, not to venture the coast. We'll stop here in Mitzvah Shem. The next year we'll go weiter with these halachos.